We'll open your Bibles tonight to the 23rd Psalm. I'd like to read the entire 23rd Psalm, just the six verses that are there. The psalm that we just sang, "Great is thy faithfulness," declares the goodness and mercy and grace of God, the faithfulness of God. One of the expressions in that song says, "All that I needed, all I have needed, thy hand hath provided." And that's something that every one of us can say, that all we have ever needed, that God's hand has provided, all we have ever needed. Psalm 23, the Word of God says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." If correctly read, that's the 23rd Psalm. The expression that's on my heart tonight is found in the fifth verse, the last part of verse 5, where David says, "My cup runneth over. My cup runneth over." I think that probably in our lives today, there are two different ways that we sometimes use that expression, "my cup runneth over." Sometimes when a person is crying, and especially if they're crying for joy, they say that their cup is just running over. That's probably not the way that it is in used in this particular scripture. I think that in the context of the 23rd Psalm, when David said, "My cup runneth over," I think he's talking about the bountiful supply that God has given him, that his cup is just running over. God has done so much for me, my cup runneth over. And there's really a contrast, and I didn't think about this, didn't see this until this week in studying. I think there's a contrast in what David said in the first verse and what he said in the fifth verse. As he begins the psalm, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Now that statement to me means that God is always going to provide what I need. And that is a true statement. God will always take care of his people. David said, "I have been young and I'm now old, and I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. We shall not want, because God has a lot to give. And everything we need, God is able to provide." God does provide for his people. He provides everything that we need. And therefore, we can say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm not going to come up lacking. I'm not going to come up short. I'm never going to have a time in my life when I need something that God is not going to provide the things that I need." The same God that feeds the birds of the air, that same God feeds his people. And that's the reason that Jesus taught us in Matthew chapter 6 that we're not to worry about tomorrow, that God is going to take care of all of our needs. And that's what verse 1 is saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." But verse 5 goes way beyond just a statement that I'm not going to need anything. In verse 5, David says, "My cup runneth over." That means that God is not just providing the basic needs that David had, but God was providing so much for him that he could not even contain. He was not able to hold. He was not even able to count all the blessings that God was pouring out in his life. And so he says, "My cup runneth over." And I think that if God will open our eyes, that we will have to admit that God is not just providing for us just the bare necessities of life. We're not just barely getting by, taking care of God, taking care of our basic needs. But we also can say like David did, our cups are running over. God is providing far more than just the necessities of life. He's not just feeding us and clothing us. He's not just taking care of the basic things we need. Our cups are running over. God is able to do that. God is able to, for all of His people, all over this world, God is able to make every one of their cups run over. He's able to do it because He's the God of heaven and earth. He's able to do it because the Scripture says the cattle of 1,000 hills are His. All that is in the earth, everything that's in the world, it all belongs to God. God created it, and God can speak, and He can create more things. When the children of Israel were in the wilderness, the only one who could provide for those children of Israel was God Himself. There was no way for the children of Israel, there was no way for Moses, there was no way for the people to provide the food that they needed for those millions of people that were out there in the wilderness. All God did was just speak, and manna fell down from heaven to feed the children of Israel. Their cups were running over. On the sixth day of the week, God would provide twice as much so that they didn't have to go out and work. It's amazing how God provides for His people. The Scripture says in Malachi chapter 3, we're talking about tonight, we're looking at the fact that God says, the people of God say sometimes and ought to say, I think every one of us ought to be praising God because we can say like David did, not just the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, but we can say, my cup runneth over. Turn with me to Malachi chapter 3. I started to go there this morning and ran out of time and forgot to go there. But look at Malachi chapter 3. Listen to Malachi chapter 3 as we continue tonight to look at some of the bountiful blessings that God has poured out in our lives, and our cups are running over. We tried to look this morning at Psalm 116 and verse 12, where the Word of God says, David asked the question, what shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? God has been good to us. All His benefits, all the blessings that I have, my cup running over, it all came from God. Malachi chapter 3, listen beginning in verse 8. The question is asked, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Now listen to what God says in verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine own house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now, that's the same basic statement as what David said. David says, my cup runneth over. My cup won't even hold all the blessings that God is giving to me. And now God says here in Malachi 3 and verse 10 that if we will bring the tithes and offerings into the storehouse, God has given us a promise. I will open up the windows of heaven and I'll pour you out a blessing so that you won't even have room to receive it. That's the same thing as my cup runneth over. I don't even have room to put. How many of you have a storage house? Does anybody here have a storage house out back of your house? You've got a house, but you got a storage house. Now, why do you have a storage house? Too much to fit in the house. Exactly right. We just have so much that our houses, it clutters up the house if we try to keep it all in the house, so we have a storage house. And sometimes we have so much in the storage house, we can't even walk in the storage house. Our cups are running over. God has blessed us beyond measure. Most of us have almost stores in our own homes. It is a storehouse because God just has given us everything that we need. All I have needed, that song, Great is Thy Faithfulness, all I have needed, Thy hand hath provided Great is thy faithfulness. And again, I want to emphasize the main thought of my heart tonight is that God has not just provided the things that we want, not just the things that we need, but God has provided abundantly in our lives. Our cups are running over. Go with me to Mark chapter 6. In Mark, there was an occasion where there were multitudes of people that were following Jesus Christ. And as those multitudes followed Jesus, the disciples said that it's time for them to eat and they're hungry and we need to send them away so that they can have something to eat. Now, there was a need there. Their bodies needed food. There was a multitude of people there. There were at least 5,000 men plus women and children. And as that great multitude of there was there with Jesus, listening to him teach and preach, as the multitude of people was there, it came time that they were so hungry that the disciples wanted to send all those people away. And Jesus said, listen, in Mark chapter 6, beginning in verse 38, Mark chapter 6, beginning in verse 38, the scripture says, he saith unto him, that Jesus saith unto them, to his disciples, how many loaves have ye? How many loaves of bread do you have? How many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they said, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and brake the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. Did he provide all that they needed? He provided all that they needed. See, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now that's what he's done. If that's all the scripture said, he has provided all that they needed. But the next verse says, and they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of the fishes, and they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. They took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of the fishes. You know what happened? What does the text say in Psalm 23:5? My cup runneth over. How in the world you could ever expect with 5 loaves and 2 fish and that multitude of people there, how in the world you could expect God to even feed those people with that little amount of food? But God took that food and God blessed the food and God provided all that those people needed and they were all full. And there was that was left over, 12 baskets full that were left over. Their cups ran over. God is able to make our cups run over. And I believe that most of us will have to testify and confess, my cup in my life, my cup runneth over. God has provided all that we need. Great is thy faithfulness. If any people on the face of the earth ought to be worshiping and praising God and singing and dancing, you know how David danced because he was so full of joy. If any people ought to be shouting and praising God, it's those of us in this building tonight. God has blessed us materially. He's blessed us physically. He's blessed us spiritually. He's blessed us every way that we need Him. And our cups are running over. You remember when the prodigal son had been out wasting his father's goods in riotous living. You remember that after he had been out there for a while and he had run out, he had spent all that his father had given him. He had spent his inheritance. He had wasted his father's inheritance. And then he came to himself. And one of the things that he said there in Luke 15 verse 17 is, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough? And then what does it say? And to spare. You remember that statement there? He says, there are hired servants in my father's house, and they have bread enough and to spare. What was the statement there? Their cups were running over. Even the servants in his father's house, the servants had plenty. They had all that they needed, and they had that to spare. Their cups were running over. And so finally that prodigal son, when he came to himself, he began to go back to his father and say, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. And brethren, God blessed that son to go right back home to his father, and the father blessed him. And you know what that son then had? When he returned to his father's house, do you know what he had? Did he have all he needed? Did he have all that he needed? Yes, but what else did he have? His cup was running over. His cup was running over. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. Look at the scripture in Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. The Word of God declares why God is able to do all that He does. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, the Word of God makes a statement such that we ought not to ever worry. If we believe in God, and if we believe God, then we know that God can provide not just what we need, but He can fill our cups to overflowing. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, the Word of God makes this statement. The Apostle Paul is thanking the church at Philippi for giving to his basic needs. And then he says, But my God shall supply all your need according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In other words, God is rich. Do you believe that tonight? Believe God's rich? He's not going to run out. He's not going to have too many requests or requirements. He's not going to have too many of His children that need help that He cannot help them. They're not going to need food. They're not going to need healing. They're not going to need anything but what He is able to fill their cups to overflowing. That's the God that we have. That's the Father that we have. He is rich in every way, and He provides all that we need. Go with me to the Old Testament just a moment. There's a statement. I want to look at two statements in closing. Deuteronomy, look at Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 7. In Deuteronomy chapter 2, and verse 7, the Word of God makes this statement. This is as God is enumerating some of the things that He has done for the children of Israel. He's talking about what He has done for them. And in Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 7, the Word of God says, For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. How many of you know that God has blessed the works of your hand? You know, Brother Philip has brought us a couple of heads of cabbage. The biggest head of cabbage I've ever seen in my life was the first one he brought us this week. Huge head, big as a basketball. Beautiful heads of cabbage and other vegetables. You know who's, now he worked with his hands. That didn't just volunteer out in the garden. He worked with his hands, and you know who blessed the work, the labor of his hands? God did. And you may not be a gardener, and you may not be a farmer. God's blessed Brother Ken Sylvester to do a lot of growing. But it's God that has blessed the labors of His hands. And every field of labor that you might work in, every field that you might have worked in days gone by, every time that you have ever been successful in any way, it's because God has blessed the labor of your hands. Without God's blessings on the labor of your hands, and without God blessing your mind, and without God being with you, you cannot make right decisions in your life. You'll make a mess in a hurry without God's help. In Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 7, the scripture says, For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness these 40 years. The Lord thy God hath been with thee. Now listen to this last statement. Thou hast lacked nothing. Can you say that tonight? Can you declare that as long as you have lived, that God has never let you down? Thou hast lacked nothing. You've never come up needing something. Now, what was the statement that we began with this morning? What was the text that we began with this morning? The text we began with this morning was Psalm 116 and verse 12. Listen carefully. I just want to wrap this all up with two verses of Scripture. Psalm 116 and verse 12 says, What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? So my question to you tonight is, what will you render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward you? Can you render things to the Lord for all His benefits toward you? Will you render unto the Lord the glory that's due His name? Will you walk by faith to glorify your Father who has filled your cup to overflowing? Or will you do like the children of Israel? I want you to watch what they did. Turn in closing to Deuteronomy chapter 32. After God has already provided all that they've ever needed, after God has filled their cup to overflowing, after God has poured out blessings upon them so much that they were not able to receive, after God had blessed them to go into the land of Canaan and possess bountiful blessings at the hand of God, here's what the question is asked now. In Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 6, he says, "Do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise?" You hear the question? Do ye thus requite the Lord? What does that mean to you? Do ye thus requite the Lord? What does that word requite mean? No, not question. It means to give back. Same thing as render. Same thing as render. What was the question this morning? What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? Now the question that God is asking the children of Israel is, how can you requite the Lord? How can you render unto the Lord what you are rendering to Him after all He has done for you and filled your cups to overflowing? How can you requite the Lord the way you are requiting Him? He says, "Do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is not He thy Father that hath bought thee? Hath He not made thee and established thee?" Now, for the sake of time, I'm going to come down to verse 18. God says, "Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee." Had God opened up the windows of heaven and poured out blessings on them? Had God filled their cups to overflowing? But how did they requite the Lord? "Of the Lord, of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful and hast forgotten the God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, He abhorred them because of the provoking of His sons and of His daughters. And He said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith." What did they requite to the Lord? Did they give the Lord, did they render unto the Lord the glory that was due His name? Did they give the Lord praise and honor? Did they worship Him? Was He the one true and living God in their lives? Or did they have other gods that they were serving? Question that we all need to ask tonight. What are we rendering unto the Lord for all His benefits toward us? What are we requiting unto the Lord? May God help us to examine ourselves and think about what God's Word teaches us, is my prayer for Christ's sake.